Okay, my name is Yael Hirschfield. It's spelled Yael Hirschfield, Hirschfield, and I'm the interim regional director for the ADL Florida office.
Okay, perfect. And if you could, you're on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay. You sound clear enough, but if you can just get a little bit closer, that'll definitely
Okay.
help.
Hold on
Okay.
1 second.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, that sounds okay for right now. That should work. That should work. Let's go ahead and jump in. Again, we'll keep it informal. I'm just going to ask questions, and if you're unclear of anything, I can always, again, re-ask it, reword it. But I wanted to start off, first of all, just with getting an overall reaction, not just to yesterday, but also the fact that really in the last quite a number of days now, we've seen not just bomb threats, we've seen anti-Semitic acts, especially here in South Florida. There was one recently in Miami Beach. Someone had scratched swastikas into people's cars. And then, of course, at the cemeteries, the acts that we've seen at the cemeteries. Just an overall reaction to what's been happening these last 4, 5, 6 weeks.
The Anti-Defamation League is disheartened that the Jewish community continues to be the target of hate crimes and hateful incidents. As you mentioned, Luis, there has been a rash of bomb threats since the beginning of the year. We're talking 90 plus bomb threats to Jewish institutions and two cemeteries that have been desecrated, tombstones completely turned over. In high numbers at two different cemeteries across the country. It's devastating and it's hurtful. And that is not the only place where hate expressed against the Jewish community is being noticed. We have seen vandalism on personal property, the cars in Miami Beach, a car here in Boca Raton. At schools, we see an increased presence of the swastika, a symbol of hate. In a particularly symbol of hate against the Jewish community, its history cannot be denied.
Would you say that there's been an uptick in the last couple of months? Can you compare it to any other time in the last, number of years, decades, when you've seen, an increase in these kinds of acts of violence and vandalism?
What we're seeing is an increase in the frequency. I mean, it's unprecedented that we are now in the last day of the first 2 months of the year, and we are already counting 90 bomb threats. I don't think the Jewish community has ever experienced this. And while we know these have been hoaxes and no real threat has been found, it's still very disruptive to the Jewish community.
What do you say to families, but especially to young people, who they're going to see this, whether they see it in the news or online, they might see it up close. And of course, when you talk about bomb threats at schools, that, as you mentioned, is a disruption. And but it's not a typical disruption, though. I mean, it's a bomb threat. What do you say to them about how they're supposed to handle this, and how do they deal with that stress?
That's a great question, Luis. I think parents can be prepared to talk to their children about hate and how hate may manifest itself in our society, but in the same token, talk about the good people in our community, law enforcement, the leaders of the community that are doing all that they can to keep them safe, and to look around and see that the Jewish communities have been prepared, have protocols in place to assist in the evacuations and in the follow-up, in constant communication with law enforcement. So while it is disruptive, on the other hand, people need to remember that the Jewish community is organized and that we are constantly reminding them about the security protocols that need to be in place, and the relationship and the work with law enforcement has been amazing.
When you say security, at what point does security have to increase at schools or community centers within the Jewish community? At what point do you just have to amp up that security?
I think that the Anti-Defamation League's message has always been that security needs to be a mindset. It has to be something that is constantly being explored, how to improve. Procedures have to be practiced. This is not a one-time deal. This is something that, unfortunately, the Jewish community is very familiar with. It needs to be implemented and reviewed every day, 24/7. So I am confident that right now those conversations have been happening, and that law enforcement is ready to assist any Jewish institution to review their plans and how to improve them.
Monday, we saw Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz show a bit of emotion and anger and the efforts to try to catch the folks involved in this. But I wanted to know your response to what you've been hearing from lawmakers and law enforcement. Are you satisfied that they are doing everything possible?
There's always room for improvement. I know President Trump a few days ago expressed his disgust with the anti-Semitic incidents and condemned it. And we want to see words matched with action. So there's many different things that could be done to address the situation. For example, the FBI has determined that the bomb threats passed the threshold of civil rights violation. So the Department of Justice, under the leadership of Attorney General Sessions, has it within its power to really open a full investigation and allocate the resources, the government resources behind it, so that we can catch the perpetrators. We would also like to see a high-level cabinet task force to address this incident as well as other hate crimes. And again, Attorney General Sessions has the capability of convening such a task force under the direction of the White House. Bring in DOJ, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and really look at what needs to be done to address this matter. We are also been talking about the fact that there's still 5 states around the country that don't have hate crime statutes on their law books. Those need to be implemented. Just last week, the FBI made an arrest of a man in South Carolina. That man could not be charged under South Carolina statutes with a hate crime because they don't have one. Every single state in the nation should have a hate crimes bill in their books right now. And lastly, ADL has been training law enforcement on how to recognize and investigate hate crimes. More of such trainings need to be in place so that the community can feel safe and know that law enforcement is responsive to these kinds of incidents.
How often, by the way, do you hear from people in Florida who ask about the laws here and the hate crime laws in Florida and if they are up to that par that you're talking about?
Florida is one of those states that does have a hate crime statute, and it's a good one. There's always room for improvement. Gender and gender identity are not included in the categories considered for hate crimes. So can we improve? Absolutely. Have we been asking for improvement? You bet. So we are doing our best. But Florida does have currently a hate crime statute that is responsive, and it can be improved.
I'll give you the last word. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about any of this? Not just what's happening here in Florida and South Florida, but really around the country?
I think that when we stand as a community and we denounce hate wherever we see it, we stay stronger. We need to show moral leadership from all corners of our society to condemn anti-Semitism and all kinds of bigotry. And when we do that, we will push those bigots, those hateful individuals, to the corner. And that's our hope.